We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baby, how about those Mets? The Mets are back in action down in Miami. The amazing Mets win 5-3. Wow, I can't believe the Mets. One day off and they come back led by Francisco Lindor. Score early, score in the fifth, and then blow the game open in the sixth inning. Man, those Mets, 46 wins on the season. They're good, they're fine, they're gonna be all right. Francisco Lindor is having a good year. Listen, he is having a good year. Don't worry about the contract. Don't worry about the finger. Don't worry about the hair or anything else. The Mets will be fine. They will weather the storm, and I'm here to talk about it tonight. No, I'm not here to talk about that. Keith McPherson on the Fan, freshly back from Yankee Stadium. A good night despite the L. If you were listening to the postgame, you heard Sweeney Murdy say, that crowd tonight was the biggest crowd since 2019. I'm a positive energy person, by the way, so you're only going to get positive energy from me after that loss. That was the most fun I had at a game taking an L. After last night and the theatrics and everyone staying up all night to talk about that and live in that, and feel that, including our New York Yankees, I won't say that I expected a letdown today, but a letdown wasn't going to make me too disappointed today. That's Justin Verlander, ladies and gentlemen. That's a Hall of Famer. That's a guy with 230-plus wins. You've seen him. If you've been watching the Yankees, you've watched him dominate the Yankees over the years, over the course of his career. Luis Severino, I thought, was up for the task, and he was. Sevy gave us Sevy Houdini escaping, but can't escape everything. Tucker hits that three-run bomb, and I'm like, another three-run bomb. Sweeney Murdy says three-run bombs win ball games. And I'm in there yelling and screaming, let's go, Yankees. Way less F. Altuve chance tonight. I think we are getting over it. I think we are moving forward. But the biggest thing for me tonight was that Yankee Stadium on a Friday night, Nestor Cortez t-shirt night, nasty Nestor t-shirt night. Yankee Stadium looked like Yankee Stadium that I remember. Before the pandemic, before the 2020 60-game season, before the 2021 show a vaccination card or a COVID test to get into the stadium season, 10% capacity, 50, full capacity, never got to full capacity last year. Tonight was a sellout, and the most people I've seen in Yankee Stadium since the 2019 ALCS. For me, I'm a Yankee fan. I've been going to games for years. I like that energy. I'm addicted to that energy, honestly. I love it. I love pulling up to the stadium like I did today around 5 o'clock, parking the car and looking at all the gates, and it's 30 minutes until the doors open, and there's hundreds of people outside. It's not just for a Nestor t-shirt. It's for the first place New York Yankees. It's for the New York Yankees that last night had a magical comeback win. They didn't have a rally in their bones tonight, but I don't expect them to every night. That's baseball, Susan. And luckily, I still have some voice left. I can yell. I could scream. Two strikes well. The two strikes whale sound. I think we got to get rid of that. But either way, you know, try and get people into it. The stadium was rocking. Outside the stadium was rocking. That's something I'm happy about, too. Outside the stadium, the bars outside the stadium, Billy, stands, the dugout, Yankee Tavern, all around there. They were eating good today. There was a ton of people out there to see the first place New York Yankees after a night that everyone in sports said, wow, there is something special going on in the Bronx. That Yankees team, they never say die. And even tonight, as I had to leave the stadium, as I did last night, after the bottom of the eighth, and I'm listening, driving, and John and Susan are on the call, they still had a rally in their bones. These guys don't quit. 27 outs, TWTW, the will to win. Even when they lose, they go down swinging. That is a mark of a good team. So I'm only going to give you positive energy tonight. I'm only going to think of positive things to say. I'm not going to drag anybody. I'm not going to break down this game and the little things that could have been or what. It's baseball. You're going to lose games. The Astros are the second best team in the American League. They've got guys that get paid a lot of money over there, too. They took a tough loss last night. We celebrated, and they thought about it hard. And they went to sleep in their hotels, and they came out tonight behind Justin Verlander, and they said, we got to get a win. Seve gives up a three-run bomb to Tucker, and that's all they would need tonight, one three-run bomb. Giancarlo Stanton, though, if you heard my Tell Me Something Cool with John and Susan in the pregame, I said Giancarlo Stanton has homered in four consecutive home games against the Astros dating back to last season. He looks to become the seventh Yankee to homer in five consecutive games against a single opponent. He did that tonight. Giancarlo Stanton was slumping a little bit, and he hit back-to-back home runs. Well, not back-to-back home runs. Back-to-back games, he hit home runs. And what I love about Giancarlo Stanton is he responds to our rivals, our enemies, and the bright lights. Full capacity, he knows it's showtime. So if he's struggling against the Cubs or the Rays, whatever, that's a guy you can count on in the postseason. That's why he makes the big bucks. 3-1, the Yankees lose. The attendance in there was 47,528 people. Highest ticket prices of the season. Bunch of people asking me, hey, you got any? No, I don't. I don't have any extra tickets. I don't have any plugs on tickets. I'm getting in there. I'm going to enjoy my Friday night. It's summertime. School's out for the summer. It's late June. In a week, it's 4th of July weekend. The Yankees are the best team in baseball. Aaron Judge settled. He avoids arbitration. He won, in my opinion, $19 million and some incentives. $250 for MVP, $250 for a World Series champion. That's the dream. That's what we're all hoping for. We're hoping. I've said it multiple times. I hope Aaron Judge wins MVP and wins a World Series this year and cashes out. And then signs a big contract. And then gets the captaincy. The Yankees tonight struggled a little bit at the plate, but they struggled last night at the plate too. That's a good team. They talked a lot about the Yankees. Wait till they face good teams. That's a good team. And that's a good team that took a tough loss. They blew the game last night. I did not expect them to come out tonight behind Justin Verlander and lay down. There's good players over there. So tonight I'm not going to nitpick. I'm not going to look at the box score and say this guy could have been better, or go through the plays and say this guy should have made this play or this pitch was close. For what? Because before we know it, it'll be 105 and the Yankees will be back on the field and maybe you're going to the game. So sleep well tonight knowing that the Yankees are still the best team in the league by a lot. And the Astros know that. And the Astros showed up in a four-game series and they won the second game. There are two more games. The Yankees are 52-19. Unfortunately, the home winning streak ends, But you know what the last win of that winning streak was? It was last night, a magical night, and I'm fine with that. It's a streak. Streaks have to end. Pregame was lit out there at Yankee Stadium. The crowd was into it. The Yankees came up short. Only one run scored. And that's fine. You can call me with your concerns. You can call me with your questions. You can call me with your thoughts. That's what we do here. This is WFAN. My name is Keith McPherson. I'm a Yankees fan. I was at the game tonight. I was at the game last night, yelling, screaming, turning up, as Yankees fans should in the summer in the Bronx with a team like this, a historic team like this. There's nothing to be mad about. Take it in stride. You got to lose to know how to win. These guys will bounce back tomorrow, and we'll see what they do. You got me till 2 a.m. I'm going to pull some other things up. I was thinking about talking about the Knicks, talking about the Nets. No real reason to do that. But we can veer off a little bit. We'll also look at the rest of Major League Baseball. We'll look at the weekend coming up. This is my last show till Monday. Looking forward to talking to you. If you're driving home from the stadium, call me up. Tell me what you saw, how you felt. Did you have fun tonight? Did you get a t-shirt tonight? Did you see some old friends tonight? Did you have a good time being back in Yankee Stadium with a full capacity crowd that you have not felt since October of 2019? Because I did. I had a blast tonight. Left the stadium, not mad at all. Love the Yankees, love this team, and love the greatest fans in the world, the New York Yankees fans. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up, 877-337-6666. There's no one up here. It's me, Connor, EJ. We're at the Fan. Call the station. Join in. I'm here till 2 a.m. Let's take this first break, and I'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, who that? Who that? Keith McPherson on the Fan. I had a couple Ricolas try and get my voice back. It's just part of going to the game. I don't know how you go to the game and you don't yell. I know some people went to the game to yell at Altuve, but like I'm more into like, let's go Yankees, you know, getting people up, two strikes, two outs. Come on, Seve. My guy Seve had a no-no going for a little bit. I was getting excited, but it was one of those nights, man. Last year, I remember the Yankees would go on the road and come home. And, you know, this series, I think, has four games because of the lockout, so it started on Thursday. But I feel like last year there was a couple times the Yankees would come home and there'd be all this hype for the Yankee game on Friday, and then it would be a letdown. The Yankees would lose, and it's like, well, didn't have as much fun as we would have liked to. I bet they're turning up, though. I bet Billy's is going off. I bet they're still having fun in the Bronx despite the loss, because it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Do the Yankees have 20 losses yet? No, they don't. It's June 24th. They haven't lost their 20th game of the season yet. It's good times for Yankees fans. The energy out there is crazy. I said I'm addicted to the energy because just walking around out there, I'm like, wow, it's buzzing. There's so many people. Clearly, people watched ESPN, Yes Network, SNY. They got on Twitter. They got on Instagram. And they were like, yo, Yankee Stadium is lit. We should go tonight. Oh, they're giving out a Nestor t-shirt. Let's go. Everyone was there. Almost 50,000. That's playoffs. That's postseason energy. I've been to a lot of postseason games, a lot of regular season games. Just getting out of the car on my Twitter, I was like, this is OD. The amount of people outside Gate 8 at 5 o'clock, it just makes me smile because it's like, all right, we're back on, baby. We're back on, baby. It took a little while. 2020 was rough for me and the rest of the creatures. I remember they wrote an article about the bleacher creatures and, like, withdraw from Yankee Stadium. A whole year off that we never expected. And then 2021, 10% capacity. And I remember in 2021, I bought out the first month of April, I bought every game through the Yankee ticket office because I just wanted to make sure I was in there, jonesing to get back in the Yankee Stadium and see the Yankees play in person. And it was cold and it was rainy and the Yankees lost like half those games, but still went anyway. It's different this year now. The Yankees win a lot. That's a 15-game home winning streak snapped. Good for you, Justin Verlander. Good for you, Houston Trashtros. 1-1. Kyle Tucker, you got one. Sevy mistake, whatever. These guys are going to go to sleep in their own beds, in their own apartments, their own condos, their own houses, and they're going to wake up and come back to the stadium like they lost a game, because they did. They have the mentality when they win games to come to the stadium like they lost a game. So I expect to see the Yankees show up tomorrow and compete. If you're going to the game, it's probably going to be a good game. So not going to harp on the loss tonight. If you'd like to talk about the Mets, we could talk about the Mets. Good to see, like I said, the Mets open up a series in Miami against the Miami Marlins, who they should be handling. Miami Marlins are in fourth place in the NL East. The Mets are in first place in the NL East. The first place team versus the fourth place team. The Mets should not be losing games to them. Led by Francisco Lindor, 4 RBIs on the night. That guy's going to have a ton of RBIs by the time the season's over. He's already at 56. And I know a lot of people critique him and say things, but Lindor is a pretty good player and having a decent year with all that's on him. And the Mets are on the mend. So Mets fans, feel like you can call me up if you want to end the week and get your thoughts and your takes off. It's been a long week, but a fun week. I had a blast this week. And I had a blast at the stadium tonight. Even though security was on 10, chill. Security was pressing everybody. Security, relax. I'm not doing anything. I promise I'm not doing it. I'm going to say what's up to somebody I know. We're not doing anything over here. Like, we're good. No, but they have to be like that. It's Yankee Stadium with almost 48,000 people in attendance. Props to the security for keeping order in there, because it's a public place, but it's not a free-for-all. Some people come to Yankee Stadium thinking it's a free-for-all. It's not. Just because you have a youth extra-large Aaron Judge jersey on doesn't mean you can come drink a bunch of tall boys and say and do whatever you want in there. Security, they held it down. So shout-out to the Yankees. I know they were making money, plenty chicken buckets and beers being purchased, and we're only halfway through this series. 2 more games to go, Saturday and Sunday. Hate the Astros, hate Altuve and all that, but I'm not mad. A little bit of a letdown, a little disappointed, but I'm not mad. It's been a great week. It's Friday night. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's talk to some fans now. Maybe some people that went to the game. Maybe some people that want to know about Judge. Maybe some Mets fans. Whatever it is, as we ride through the end of this week and into Saturday morning. Matthew is in Port Jeff Station on the Fan. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, Keith. Thanks so much for having me on. I love listening to you after the game.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling up.
My pleasure. So I want to talk about the judge contract situation, but real quick, I agree with you that this loss doesn't bother me at all. I at no point thought that they were out of the game.
Right.
I just figured, they'll throw up a rally in the ninth, whatever, you know. They'll be in this.
Ran out of outs. It's okay.
Yep. It's going to happen. No big. Just take one of these next two games, and you've had a hell of a stretch.
I'll take a split. I'll take a split between the first and second team in the AL. I'll take a split. Win one of these next two
games.
Yep.
Absolutely. And then, I'm going to need you to talk me off the ledge here, because I'm starting for the first time to get worried that things are not going to work out with the Yankees and Judge. He seemed annoyed.
Because of today? Because they settled today? Tell me why you're worried.
He seemed a little annoyed in the post game. You know, it took a little long. He wasn't expecting it to take so long to settle. And I don't know, it just feel like they asked him, you know, did this help at all? You know,
Judge made an extra $2 million today. How annoyed can you be making an extra $2 million?
Yeah, but
he might be annoyed at the loss. He might be annoyed at the fact that the Yankees lost, and these guys are tired. Last night was crazy. So I have a friend that works at MLB Network and Yes Network, and he told me that they were there late last night, like 12:31. And so that told me that, like, last night was one of those nights. I didn't go to sleep last night till 5 in the morning. Like, I couldn't actually fall asleep until after 5 a.m. I remember looking out the window and the sun was coming up. I'm like, okay, I got to go to bed. It was one of those nights for Yankees fans this season. Like, so imagine the New York Yankees. Imagine Aaron Judge. He's tired. He just wants to go to bed. And after a loss, he's got to talk about the contract situation and arbitration again. Like, the guy made an extra $2 million. They settled. They avoided arbitration. He's getting $19 million versus $17 million. And he also has incentives to go out there and win the MVP and win the World Series and make an extra $500K. So, I don't know. That's just how I see it. If that helps you, hopefully that talks you off the ledge a little bit. But I think Judge is more mad about going 0-for-4.
Yeah, that you could be right.
That's just my opinion. I just saw on Yes Network the post game, and you know, I saw Brian Hoke tweeting about it, and you know, I saw the numbers. I think Joe Sherman put it out there earlier, and Judge said there was no discussion about a new contract. There shouldn't be. Didn't Judge say he didn't want to negotiate during the season? This wasn't about a long-term deal. This was avoiding arbitration. They did that. Let's move forward. I think Judge was just ready to go to sleep.
I guess I was just holding out hope they would get something done.
Yeah, because you're a Yankees fan and you love Judge like the rest of us, but I didn't expect that. And what I expect is the Yankees to continue on winning and go in October and win and finish this thing. And at the end of the year, there's a World Series trophy, an MVP trophy, a parade, and then we're talking about in winter meetings, okay, the Yankees signed the largest contract for a position player in Yankees history, Aaron Judge, and the next thing you know, Aaron Judge is the captain, and we roll into spring training.
All right, I'll take it.
I don't know. That's just how I see it, bro. That's how I'm feeling.
And can you call roll call again? Because, you know, last night was pretty dope. So, I mean, if they can win like that when you call roll call.
When I got here, bro, I swear I had the thought. I came in, I put my stuff down, and I was like, I'm glad I picked Thursday and not Friday. Because, like, Friday is usually the vibe. I've told people Friday night in the boogie down Bronx is my favorite time. We don't really get Saturday night games. Thursday night, obviously, you got to get up, go to work the next day. Friday night is my favorite vibe. And originally, I was going to do the White Sox series and call the roll call that Friday night. Instead, I switched to the Astros series. We won yesterday, and I'm like, yes, yes, got the win.
Hey, you know, we're undefeated when you do it, so.
Yeah, you're right. I'll take that. 1-0.
Yep. All right, thanks, man.
Thanks for the call, Matt.
My pleasure.
Now, like, I understand, though, you know, with the Judge thing, it's, like, uncomfortable. It's strange. I said last night, I was like, imagine telling anyone that Aaron Judge isn't worth $1 billion tomorrow, Yankees. And they didn't. They avoided the arbitration hearing. I think last night I was talking about, like, you know, if they can't agree, okay, Judge is saying he's worth 21 and the Yankees are saying he's worth 17. And if they can't agree, then the arbiter is supposed to, like, they avoided that. He came up. He came up $2 million with a chance to be up $2.5 million and then go in the offseason and get the long-term deal. And, I feel fine about that. I'm not worried about Judge leaving. More and more, like last night, I don't think I've seen Aaron Judge. Like, he's smiling like a kid after he made that hit. He's so happy. He's ready for the team to come and mob him and give it up. And it's because it's Yankee Stadium. It's because he's doing this in New York on the main stage for the New York Yankees. This guy don't want to go anywhere. The Yankees drafted him, developed him, and he became a superstar in pinstripes. The money is business stuff. The money will be handled. The business will be handled. Aaron Judge loves playing here, and he wants to win here. So that's what I got from him. I looked at his demeanor. He's just like, I'm tired, man. Who knows? Like I said, if I went to sleep at 5 and these guys were, who knows, at the stadium late, I don't know. I don't know what time people go to sleep. I'm guessing it was late. And it was a long night for me and a long day. And then going to the game again, and you got to rev it up, and you got to be ready for Justin Verlander. And it's a loss. It's an L. But it is not that big of a deal. This is baseball. Teams lose a lot. And like I said, the Yankees haven't even lost 20 games yet. That's the 19th loss of the season. That's laughable. You're supposed to laugh that off on a Friday night and keep it moving. Gary in Clifton, New Jersey, on the Fan. Gary, what's up, man?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. I got a little contrary opinion. I've been a Yankee fan all my life.
Okay.
It's Mickey. And I just think you got to be a little objective in this. I played the game at a pretty high level. I know baseball in and out. And they've been winning a lot. And, again, I'm a big fan. I just been saying calm down to everybody. But they've won a bunch of games with 4 or 5 hits, which is, like, unheard of. Now, I'm saying hitting's down. But if you think – now, Gleyber Torres is the anti – they got a bunch of guys that are the anti-clutch. And that – you could pick
you
around.
Say, you said Gleyber Torres is anti-clutch?
Oh, my God. He's a subpar second baseman.
Wait. I'm not talking about being clutch at second base. We're talking about clutch hits, winning games. Gleyber Torres has already won a couple games for the Yankees this year.
Yeah, well, he plays every game, so once in a while. But if they first and third, one out, he strikes out all the time. But anyway, you got him. You got the DJ, who I like. It's a long sample of DJ not being DJ for a long time. Donaldson is – those three guys are going to – they're going to finish with 60 RBIs. So what I'm saying is you're not going to keep winning games with 4 or 5 hits. They've had amazing pitching, but Talon is an unknown in the playoffs. Nestor's an unknown. Nestor's great. And, you know, you just don't know what you're going to get. So I just think everybody's going to calm down. And honestly, I ask you to really think objectively. Do you think the Yankees in October with this lineup, with Gallo, automatic, Hicks is – he got one big hit. He's a when you
bro, your here, glass is too half empty for me. I was about to say, are you a Mets fan? Are you a Mets fan posing as a Yankees fan right now? I hear no Yankees fans talking like this ever right now.
Listen, I'm just being realistic.
No, you're not being realistic. This is the best team in baseball. They have 52 wins. I can poke holes in a bunch of things you said. Oh, Hicks had one big hit. Nah, we gotta drop your call, man. I'm sorry. It's positive energy tonight. What are you talking about, bro? Aaron Hicks had one big hit? I don't know if people have internet. Go on MLB.com, and when you click on Aaron Hicks' name, wherever you find it in the box score, go to last 7 games. In the last 7 games, Aaron Hicks has 6 hits, 1 homer, 7 RBIs. He's batting .273. Go to the last 15 games. In the last 15 games, he's got 2 homers, 10 RBIs. He's batting .277. What are we talking about? Hit refresh on your browser. Gleyber Torres isn't clutch. I brought my mom to the game. First time I ever brought my mom to Yankee Stadium, Mother's Day. And I said, hey, get ready. If he hits this out, we got to go. And Gleyber Torres hit it out. Clutch. They pinched hit Gleyber to win a game this year. We're going to say Gleyber is not clutch because first and third, one out, he struck out. Come on, yo. I don't know where we're going. And on this show tonight, to end the week, we're definitely not going down that route of glass half empty with this team. This is one of the best Yankee starts I've seen and been a part of. I'm not about to poke holes at any of this. DJ LeMahieu? DJ had 2 hits tonight. He tried. He raised his average a little bit. He changed his walk-up song after I suggested that he change his walk-up song yesterday or maybe the night before. because his walk-up song is by an artist that's currently incarcerated. He changed it. Maybe somebody told him, hey, bro, nighttime host at WFAN said you might want to change that song. The artist that you're repping in Yankee Stadium is in jail. DJ probably wasn't even thinking about that. But maybe when you tie it into his performance, he said, oh, yeah, let's change it. He had two hits tonight, changing his walk-up song. I'm superstitious, and I'm into baseball like that and music. But, like, I'm not about to take calls with people saying, oh, let's slow down. This team in the postseason, Talon. If you call me up and you say Talon, Jameson Taillon, if you call me up and say Talon, that's a dead giveaway that, like, you're not watching the team. You're not watching the games. You're not listening to John Sterling call a game or Kaster call a game. They never called him Talon. This isn't his first year on the team. What's going on, bro? What's going on? Let's go to Molly in Milford, Connecticut. Change the vibes out here a little bit. Hello, Molly.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing?
I'm great. I'm just not letting anybody on a Friday night call in and try and tear us down and poke holes into this team. This team is a historic team, and I'm still riding high off a Thursday night. A little let down tonight against Justin Verlander, but I'm fine with it. It's baseball. They lost 19 games. It's June 24th. How are you, Molly?
I'm great, and you accepted the perfect phone call because I'm the most positive person on the planet.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to talk about, thank you, first of all, for allowing me to introduce myself at the stadium today. It was so big for me to meet you, and Tyler was so jealous that he wasn't there to experience it.
Thank you for saying hello. I'm glad that I can meet you, take a picture with you, shake your hand. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for showing love. And tell Tyler I'll be back at plenty of games. I'm still on my 40-game-a-year pace. I thought I'd do less this year. No, I'm still on the pace to hit 40 games this year. So see you guys soon.
Yeah, awesome. And I also want to talk about, so when you're watching the post-game interviews with the players, the number one thing that they answer is, like, how much they love the fans and the energy from the crowd that the fans produce and how, like, intimidating it is to the other team. So, like, we're doing a great job in feeding that energy to the players, and I just think that to be able to see them be appreciative of it is, like, really special.
I love it. I love the acknowledgement. There's no other place in baseball like this. I've been to 14 ballparks. I've been to Yankee Stadium 200 times plus. I'm in every section, and I'm like, I was trying not to lose my voice tonight. I'm like, Keith, you can't keep yelling. You're not going to be able to talk on the radio. Like, I love that guys like Aaron Judge, Jose Trevino, they acknowledge the fans because they know it's baseball. The fans can kind of will you to victory. The fans are on top of the other team. 47,000 people showed up tonight yelling and screaming for the New York Yankees. We didn't get the win, but they know we were behind them. And even in the ninth, when they tried to have a rally in their bones, the fans were still there. I have a hard time leaving. I have a hard time exiting. I never used to leave the game early, but I have a job to do, and I feel like I'm abandoning the fans and I'm part of the fan base. But I love the fact that the players know that we have their backs. It's not just them alone. It's them and the Yankee fans and the ghosts in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do a great job when you're at the stadium leading the crowd and then coming back here and just extending that positive energy. You're great at what you do.
I appreciate it. I've been in the stadium for some time now. I didn't grow up going to the stadium, but it was something that I just, like, wanted to be a part of. I want to be a part of it. And, like, I'm just blessed to be in it. And now that I get to talk on WFAN, it's just a real extension of the game and the fan base and the bleacher creatures and the Yankees fans that go out there and are literal diehards, living and dying with every pitch.
Yeah, you know, we're doing a job as a fan. It's just like always coming out, whether they win or lose, and still having their players back, knowing that we're going to support them. Because even Aaron Judge said last night in the postgame interview, he was like, you know, when you leave the clubhouse, there's a sign that says do your job. And Aaron Judge does that every single time he goes out to the field. So if you're going to discuss a contract with him, doesn't that make you want to think like, oh, this guy's a lifelong Yankee? Like, he appreciates not only the Yankees, like, energy, but he does
knows
it for the fans, his team. Yeah.
Judge is in the culture, deep in the culture. There's also a sign that says, thank God for making me a Yankee. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Molly. I got to take a break. Call me up. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, yeah, Friday night, WFAN. You are listening to 101.9 FM. My name's Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. Fresh out of the Bronx to Tribeca after the Yankees lose 3-1 to the Houston Astros. And said it ain't no love in the heart of the city. Said it ain't no love in the heart of town. Shout out to IKF, man. I seen some people on Twitter getting at IKF. He's been fine. I don't know what you expect from that guy. He also changed his walk-up song to Jay-Z, Bam. Feel like that fits New York a little bit better. I'm not mad at the Yankees. This is what we're going to do before we take another call so I can keep the positive energy going and set the tone. The Yankees have lost 19 games, ladies and gentlemen. And I was just talking on Twitter to Phil, and I was like, I guess people don't go on the At-Bat app or MLB.com as much as I do, or as much as I thought. I thought that was like a less than like, you know, a couple hours. Like hourly, I'm checking the At-Bat app. The Yankees have lost 19 games. It's June 24th. The team they're facing in this series is the second best team in the American League, the second best team in all of baseball. No, they're not. But in my opinion, they are. I think they're probably better than the Mets and Dodgers. But 26 losses. 25 losses. The Dodgers have 25 losses. The Mets and Astros have 26 losses. I repeat, the Yankees have lost 19 games. What are we talking about? You're going to lose games. This is baseball. Like, good teams are going to lose 60, 70 games. The Yankees have lost 19. It's June 24th. Their record is 52-19. The Mets are 46-26. The Dodgers are 44-25. The Astros are 44-26. The San Diego Padres are 44-28. The Toronto Blue Jays are 40-30. I understand as Yankees fans, we are spoiled. We want it all. We want it to be perfect. Baseball is not a perfect game at all. Baseball is a game of failure, error, not getting it right over and over again. I can't be mad at the Yankees losing 3-1 to Justin Verlander tonight. Sure, there were some guys that could have came up bigger in different spots, whatever. It's tough to see guys go over. Good players go over. But like I said, they're human beings. Think about how excited you were last night after that comeback win. Think about how you talked about that until you fell asleep last night, then you woke up and lived in it again. These guys played in the game. They had to come down from that, and then they had to rev it back up for the biggest crowd of the year tonight in the Bronx against Justin Verlander, a Hall of Famer, a guy that's been there, done that. He's taken that mound in Yankee Stadium before. He's unfazed, and he knows his team needs him to be solid, and he was solid. A lot of pitches early, settled in. He's a veteran. I was not shocked. I was not surprised to see Justin Verlander pitch like he did tonight and to see the Yankee bats go quiet. And I'm also not mad. I'm not mad. Looking around the league, please go look at bat. Go look at MLB.com, whatever you got to do to realize where we are as Yankees fans, as this New York Yankees team continues in a four-game series where it's split right now. There's four games still on. I opened jokingly talking about the Mets. Congratulations to the Mets fans listening. They get another win. Stuck on 45, they get another win. They go to 46-26. They beat the Marlins today 5-6. The Red Sox beat the Guardians today 6-3. The Rays barely beat the Pirates today 4-3. The Dodgers beat the Braves 4-1. The Nationals beat the Rangers 2-1. The Royals beat the Athletics 3-1. The Rockies beat the Twins 1-0. The Orioles beat the White Sox 4-1. The Blue Jays beat the Brewers 9-4. And the Cubs beat the Cardinals 3-0. There's some low-scoring games around the league today. tonight. And there was one in front of us in Yankee Stadium tonight. It's baseball. It goes in waves and trends and streaks. The Yankees are going to lose some games. They're due to lose some. They cannot stay at this. Like, okay, this is the last thing I'm going to say before I take calls. I'm from the 732. Their winning percentage is 732. They have stayed. I remember having shows where I was like, all right, the Yankees just got to stay around that 700 winning percentage. They stayed around 750. It's hard to keep that up against the other best team in your league. So, positive energy, positive energy. There's no reason to call up here and talk about Aaron Hicks or Gleyber Torres or don't talk down on these guys, man. They've played great as a team, as individuals. There's not one guy that I'm really upset with. There has been in the last couple weeks, but all in all, I'm so pleased with this team. I'm so proud to be a Yankees fan. I'm so happy to be on WFAN in here with the Yankees jersey, Yankees shorts, Yankees socks, coming straight from the game to talk about our New York Yankees. Let's see who else would like to join me in doing that. Brian, down in Barnegat. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hi, Keith. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course. Thanks for calling in.
So I want to keep the positivity up and talk about last night. That was amazing. You know, Keith, I'm sure we all remember 2009. I heard you talking about that recently. You were in college?
Yep.
And I was in high school, and I've always said this, and you can agree with me, that there were two moments in 2009 where you thought that team could win the World Series, and they did. That series against the Twins when they had swept them and had three straight walk-offs, and when they swept the Red Sox.
Yep. The walk-offs and sweeping teams, putting teams away. Walking off, the will to win, and sweeping teams closing the door all the way on them. Go ahead.
Well, we had both those yesterday when they proved they could come back and they proved they could beat anybody, which means I thought about it before, but I think this team can win the World Series.
Of course. We're all thinking that. And you talked about sweeping teams. A 15-game winning streak at home just ended. They swept the Rays. They swept the Cubs. Like, this team is so good. I'm so happy with the way that this season has gone compared to what I thought or how I expected the season to be. I thought it was going to be mid after the offseason. I'm like, hey, we might be stuck in 2021 again. This team has played way above anyone's expectations. People said they'd be a fourth-place team in the AL East. They've already run away with the division. So you will not hear me kick this team. You will not hear me pick at these players. I'm happy that guys have picked it up, and I'm happy that they're 52-19.
Yeah. Was the energy
electric
like it was on TV? Probably more than
more.
More.
There was more
TV.
People. So there was 44,000 Thursday night for that crazy game. There was 47,000 people. And that I thought it was going to be 45. I was saying, I expect 45,000 on Friday, 1,000 more people. But no, 3,000 plus more people came out to be a part of that. And they didn't get a win, but I'm sure they had fun. And I feel like there was no better place to be in New York City tonight than Yankee Stadium. Shout out to you if you made the trip. You bought a ticket. You got a T-shirt. You had some beer. Saw some friends. Had a good time, even though the Yankees lost. Thanks for the call, Brian. I got to switch studios. Take my MacBook over there to the Carton Roberts studio. I'm in Boomer and Geo spot. Keep McPherson on the Fan. Stay with me. You got me till 2 a.m. We'll talk more about the Yankees, Major League Baseball. If you guys want to talk basketball, I'll do that. Call me up, though. 877-337-6666. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 alright. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.